Job 14 and 19, we hear Job continuing to suffer and calls out to the God of all creation, knowing that God is unchanging. The God Job longs for is the same God that has always been Job's God, even when Job feels alone. Job is a great example for us as we struggle in our everyday hurts and disappointments. Job looks at his life and sees how difficult being faithful is, but Job does not give up on God. Job walks in faith even when he has every reason to turn away from God, thinking God must have left Job to suffer alone. Job, like us, thinks God has abandoned him because life has gotten so bad. We see our world burning around us, riots in the streets, brother killing brother and sister hating sister. God must be sleeping or at least dozing off. Why would God leave us and let these horrible things continue to happen? Is God dead or just missing in action? Job's own words ring into song when he declares his God is not dead, but lives. Job knows he will be redeemed by the God of life. And I read these verses from Job at many funerals as Job calls out in verse 25 and 27, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me." End quote. It is the Redeemer who gives us life that lives. The Redeemer will send us a Messiah to deliver us from our death. The Redeemer who has the ability to open a gate of salvation to Job and to all creation will come for Job. God of salvation has opened the gate, and Job has hope that his torment will be over. Job wants God to hear his cry and to come to him, bringing relief from his suffering. God has always been with Job, so why would Job not have hope in this Redeemer? God has given Job a reason to hold on to the faith that carried him to this point because of God's love for Job. Job wants to see God, and as a witness of faith to the God of love, Job will not give in to the pain or suffering that must be temporary. The relationship God has with Job is the same we can have with God. God is longing to be in a good relationship with us and promises to keep God's covenant with all God's creation. Our Redeemer also lives, and we shall see the same God that Job longs to see. We will remain faithful because our Redeemer is faithful to us. Even in our suffering, we must hold on to the hope of an open gate for our salvation. The song, "I Know My Redeemer Lives," is taken from the book of Job and reaches into the gospel that reminds us of all God has done in Christ Jesus. It is God who comes to us in Christ. It is God who dries our tears. It is God who walks with us in our suffering. "I know that my Redeemer lives." What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. We know our Redeemer lives also. And why do we sing this song about a Redeemer when we are hurting or lonely or suffering or hungry? Why? Because according to this song, my Redeemer lives to bless me with his love, to plead for me above. He lives my hungry soul to feed, to bless in time of need. He lives to grant me rich supply, to guide me with his eye. He lives to comfort me when faint, to hear my soul's complaint, to silence all my fears, to wipe away my tears, calm my troubled heart, all blessings to impart. He lives, my kind, wise, heavenly friend. He lives and loves me to the end. He lives, and while he lives I'll sing. And it goes on for many more petitions. Why do we keep the faith in times of trouble? Because the God of Job and the God of all creation opens the gate of God's kingdom to all creation. The open gate redeems us for our sins and gives us life. Jesus Christ is the open gate of God's righteousness, and our Redeemer lives. Amen. Let us pray. Redeemer God, you live and give us life. You carry us when we are too weak to walk. You hold us and never let us go. How sweet the words, "My Redeemer lives." Jesus Christ is the open gate that leads to life. Amen.